Welcome back to Money News. Roger Montgomery, of course, from rogermontgomery.com with me. One of the great value investors of this country. Prides himself on being a devotee and advocate of value investing, which effectively means you buy the company, you don't just buy the shares.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it, Roger?
I love how you summarised that. That was very, very neat.
It was quick. I'll have to try and get it back on.
You did that without any. You did that without any help from me.
Well, no, that's exactly right. Now, listen, tell me one thing, though.
Sure.
The way in which people do valuations of companies, right, the best way is to be able to try and judge what cash and what profit they're going to make in the future. And that way you can actually try and work out a valuation based on that assumption of future profitability and also based on the current price.
Well, what I actually do is I don't just look at what's coming out of the business in terms of profits. I also look at what's going in. I reckon it's actually more important to know how many dollars you have to put back into a business to get your profit out than it is how many dollars of profit are actually coming out.
Yes.
Because if you just look at the profits coming out, that could be funded by debt. It could be that they raise lots of shares and raise lots of capital by issuing shares. There could be a whole host of funny reasons why their profits are going up.
But it's true. It's all about the return on the shareholders' capital, isn't it?
Correct. That's exactly
right. So in other words, if you put a dollar in, the company might very well match your dollar with another dollar of debt.
Yeah.
And you've got to understand, as a result, you've got effectively, like buying a house, you've actually put one of your dollars in and you've borrowed one from the bank. So you've got to bear in mind that when things are growing and things are going very well, works in your advantage.
Yeah.
But if things go sour at some stage, that can also work to your disadvantage.
Well, the point is you want to buy great businesses whose prospects are bright, businesses whose futures look better than they have before, not businesses whose prospects are going down the gurgler. So,
yes.
For example, you and I, we wouldn't be buying a vinyl record manufacturer because I don't think the prospects for that are very, very bright. The generation that's buying music now in bulk are buying it online, they're buying digital music, and they're not really that interested. Look, there might be a niche market for vinyl records, but it's never going to be big.
But there's a dumb thing here about this as well, so we'll explain this to people as well. So as a result, when people are going out there right now and buying, say, for example, shares in Google, or some of those things which are outrageously priced according to the profits that they're currently making, they're also trying to make some assumption as to the profits it will make in the future as well, aren't they?
Well, you have to think about, you're not investing in the past. You don't invest by looking in the rearview mirror. You've got to be looking forward.
So you've got to make assumptions about the future.
There are some businesses where that's really easy to do. I think Woolworths is much easier to forecast its profits than, for example, a company that is a funder of litigation, for example. That's going to be a lumpier business. It's going to be much harder to forecast.
Or say, for example, a highly prospective but speculative oil and gas miner, or an internet startup, or something like that.
In Australia, I've got to tell you, I follow every single Australian company on the stock exchange every single day, and there's 1,146 companies today that have a zero value using my methodology because they didn't make a profit. And
you say that they have to make a profit. What about the prospect of profit? That's not good enough for you.
Well, I want to see. Look, I think you can make money out of speculating on companies that are going to make profit in the future. But I think it's easier to make money out of the businesses that have a demonstrated track record of doing that.
Okay. Now, there's one thing that's happened, and that is in the last little while, of course, the companies have issued generally interim profit reports. In other words, half-year profit reports.
Half-year results, yep.
And as soon as they come out, that is the freshest data that's around the place. So then you can start to make some assumptions about the future with many of those companies.
Well, you can certainly have a look at how they're going year to date. And many, particularly retail businesses, for example, you're absolutely right. Retail businesses, they often have their biggest period is just before Christmas. So you get a feel for how the business is going to go over the whole year by just looking at that Christmas period. There's lots of businesses that make 60, 70, 80% of their profit just in that week or two before Christmas. And the rest of the time they struggle along. So what I try and do is I try and gauge how well they're going over longer periods of time.
True. So there's that's happened. And the second thing that's happened, apart from that ability to update your information as such, is that the share market has come off quite a deal in the last little while, as oil prices have gone up to about $104, $105 US a barrel.
Which we talked about.
The stock market has come off quite a lot.
Yes.
Now, the interesting point of this, I would suggest, is that means that if you've got fresh data and some earnings surprises out there, and you've also got falling share prices, then the environment might be ripe right now for a few little surprise value propositions to jump and surface.
Well, that's exactly right. And there are a couple of businesses that have popped their heads up that I sort of think, gee, you know, that I haven't seen those cheap for a while.
And?
One little business that I like is not actually in the retail space, but it had a cracker of a result, and I think its future is very bright. It's a little company called Vocus Communications. The code is VOC. Now, I'm not recommending people go out and buy this stock. They have to go and research it themselves.
Nobody's ever heard of this, though.
I'm sure. That's probably right. But
if
what this business
went and bought it, the share price would go up, but the value would disappear in a heartbeat.
The management of this company are some of the best internet people in the country. They have run businesses like Pipe Networks, Aussie Mail. Yeah, they do make a profit. They make a very good profit, actually. What they do is they sell wholesale broad cable, if you like, and bandwidth on the cable that lies under the ocean between Australia and the United States. So internet traffic, unlike road traffic, internet traffic is going through the roof. It was up 56%
in
Australia.
So they're a utility.
Yeah, essentially. But, you know, you've got more people downloading more data on the internet than ever before. There's this little thing that a friend of mine refers to as silicon cockroaches, which basically means your computer's on all the time, you've got broadband on all the time, you've got your mobile phone on all the time, you've got your RSS feeds and your Twitter feeds. You know, I watch you do it all the time, Ross. And you're getting this data delivered to your laptop or your iPad or your iPhone or whatever it is constantly. So you're buying data and you're using data, and this company gets a fee for that even while you're sleeping.
Okay, so that's one. Did you spot that simply because its profits seem to be
very good profits?
Yeah.
Very good profits. And when we looked at it in detail, a great quality company. And I think it's got very bright prospects
too.
Okay,
anything a bit bigger that's popped its head up?
Look, there's a couple. There's one that I've talked about before, and it's getting closer to my intrinsic value now. It is a big business with bright prospects, a company called Matrix Composite and Engineering. I think we started talking about it when it was $3 or $4. It's now close to $10, Ross. And I think its value is somewhere between $10 and $11.
Just so remind people of what it does.
It manufactures. It's got 40% market share of global market share of buoyancy devices that cover the pipe between a floating oil rig and where they drill on the ocean floor. Now, with the oil price going up, that makes offshore drilling of oil more viable. And so we've got a huge demand from offshore oil rigs to build these buoyancy devices.
Okay, so we've got two from you tonight.
Mate, that's
one?
On. Mate, you're greedy.
I know I am. You must have another one there somewhere.
Yeah, look, another one is another company that sells picks and shovels to the mining industry. A company called Forge Group.
F-O-R-G. Yeah, I know Forge Group. Yeah.
But it's not Forge Resources. It's not the Lynas. There was a deal today, Lynas and Forge Resources. It's
which
not
was
Forge
about
Resources.
Rare earths. Lynas is into rare earths.
Correct.
People as well.
This is Forge Group.
Yep.
And again, another business who I think is an A1 business in terms of quality. I've got it. It's currently trading at about $6.65. I reckon it's actually worth over $9 a share. And I think, again, because it's in the right place at the right time, its prospects look very good.
And doesn't
Australia's going to do well out of China.
That effectively services the mining industry, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Pretty much what it does.
Mining
yeah.
service companies. So, yeah. So they're in the business of engineering, heavy engineering, and they're in the business of servicing the mines and all of the things that they need to actually develop their mine. That's about as simply as I can put it.
Can I tell you, Roger Montgomery, it's always a pleasure having you in here. We haven't actually had you in the studio physically for a little while, but it's always great to have a chat because I've got to tell you, we picked out three stocks from you today. Forge Group, Matrix Composite, close but not close enough. And what was the other one?
Vocus. Vocus Communications.
So, Roger, we shall see you here next Tuesday.